Lesson 3. Three things you need to have. Before we start this lesson, we need to revise the previous two lessons. Which three things do you need to know about? The Bible, God, and man. Which three things should you believe in? Sin, Jesus Christ, and eternal life. Now we will discuss the three things you need to have. Please understand that knowing and believing refer to the theoretical and intangible part of Christianity, which has to do with our inner man. However, the part related to having is practical and visible. Open your Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Everyone who is born again has been forgiven of their sins and has received eternal life from God. Now there are three things you need to have in your spiritual life: faith, hope, and love. Chapter 1. Faith. 1. What is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 3, and 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. For us, children of God, faith involves knowing the Word of God, accepting it to be true, taking hold of God's promises for our lives. In order to understand God's Word, we do not need logic, nor great intelligence, but what we do need is faith. 2. How does faith come about? We cannot obtain faith just because we want it or make a considerable effort to get it. Faith is a gift from God for those who believe in Jesus and who have previously received Him. The only faith that is real and prevailing is the one that is given to us by God. John chapter 3, verse 27. A man can receive only what is given him from heaven. 3. How can you receive this gift of faith? You can receive this gift by reading the Bible, the Word of God, every day. You must then meditate on the scriptures you read and finally practice the biblical truths in them. Open your Bible in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What do we believe in? A. We believe that the Bible is the Word of God, complete, infailing, divinely inspired and unique. We believe in all the truths that are written in the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. B. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the eternal God. John chapter 10, verse 30. I and my Father are one. C. We believe that Jesus Christ took upon Himself all of our sins and consequently died on the cross. We believe that on the third day, He rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, and that He shall return in glory to judge the world. Acts chapter 13, verses 26 and 29. D. We believe in the redemption of our sins through Jesus Christ, and that we can only be saved by confessing His name. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. We believe that when Jesus returns, we will be resurrected just like He was. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 18. We place our faith in the Word of God day after day. We use our faith to govern our lives, the decisions we make, and our actions. In the beginning of this chapter, we read what was written in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Chapter 2. Hope. The word hope means the following: the expectation that God will fulfill His promises, having confidence in the grace and mercy of God and in His purpose for our lives. believing in and holding on with confidence to the blessings of God which belong to us, even during the difficult moments of our lives. This hope is an expression of our faith. In the world, nobody understands our hope. They don't believe, nor do they have any faith. Christian hope is different, because it is based on faith. What do we place our hope in? 1. In the will of God. God has a purpose for each one of us, and His plan for our lives has to be fulfilled, because it is absolute, it is good, and it completes us. What is the will of God? It is what God has planned, desired, and determined to happen in our lives. Note, all that comes from God is good. 2. In the justice of God. God does not agree with any type of sin, illegality, or partiality. That is why our hope is in God's integrity, and in His fair and impartial judgment. 3. In the love of God. If our hope was only based on God's will for us and in His justice, then our relationship with Him could not be compared to a father and son relationship. We could accept His decisive will for our lives and His justice as being fair and impartial, but we could never experience intimate fellowship with Him. But God loved us so much. John chapter 3, verse 16, we have seen that God does not only have love, but He is love. His love is pure. He loves everyone in exactly the same way. He does not have any favorites. His love is continuous. The result of our hope, if we understand and acquire this hope, we will be able to develop three essential characteristics in our lives: patience, humility, certainty. If we patiently wait for the will of God to be done in our lives, giving it time to materialize, He will give us the ability to remain steadfast. We need patience to be able to live a successful life. The most important virtue is patience. When we wait upon God's fair judgment, we become humble, in the most profound expression of the word. Humility means recognizing and submitting to the authority of God. When we wait upon the love of God, we receive the confirmation of His endless love for us, the forgiveness of our sins, a stable life, and a peaceful spirit. As a result, no one will be able to take away the sense of safety and certainty that we feel. Chapter 3, Love. Faith and hope are made complete through love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is referred to as the chapter of love. Open your Bible and read this chapter very carefully. The first three verses clearly explain what our spiritual life would be like if there was no love. If I spoke in the tongues of men and of angels, had the gift of prophecy and could fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, had a faith that could move mountains, gave all I possessed to the poor and surrendered my body to the flames, wouldn't you like to have all these wonderful gifts operating in your Christian life? These gifts are noble for a Christian to have, but what is it all worth if you don't have love? Let's continue. It's possible to do all those things mentioned in the first three verses of chapter 13 without being motivated by love. Our sense of responsibility would be enough to compel us to act in such a manner. For example, faith which moves mountains could be a cold and loveless faith. What happens if I have no love? I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I am nothing. I gain nothing. God is love. Jesus Christ is the most profound expression of God's love. Christianity implies walking in love. Our lives must be controlled by love. We should live a life that is a true manifestation of God's love. If you have no love, your faith and hope will not have any value, nor will it bear any good fruit. Love is the most important virtue, and it completes all other aspects in life that are true. Therefore, what is love? Read verses 4 and 8. Underline these scriptures in your Bible, meditate on them, and believe that love never fails. The practical side of love. Love endeavors to understand others. The best way to overcome any barriers or difficulties amongst people is to make an effort to understand their situation. There are no two identical people. Everybody is different. We have different personalities, different ways of thinking, different attitudes, habits that are different, and we are also physically different. If we do not make an effort to try to understand each other, then this world will remain in constant chaos and conflict. You, as a child of God, have the responsibility to be understanding towards others. This is the first characteristic that love entails. However, we must understand that to be able to do this, we need patience. B. Love creates an attitude of forgiveness in you. The love of Christ is based on forgiveness. God forgave us, so now it's our duty to forgive one another. How could someone say that they love if they cannot forgive? How could someone forgive if they do not have love? In order to forgive, you need to have a humble heart. This type of forgiveness is not the same as when a policeman turns a blind eye to a traffic violation. When a child of God forgives, they do so with a sincere and humble heart, knowing that they are also sinners. When you forgive without humility, this will inevitably result in a spirit of pride. C. Love will make you want to help others. John chapter 13, verses 1 to 11. Why did Jesus wash his disciples' feet? To show us an example of how we should serve one another. John chapter 13, verses 12 to 17. Just talking about love is not enough. We must act upon this love by serving one another. When we serve one another, we should not do it in order to get something in return, but rather with good intentions and a pure heart. We must continue serving, whether we are thanked for it or not, whether we receive any form of recognition for it or not. We should not be after a reward. What was Jesus' reward? Let's go over this again. The love we need to have consists of 1. Understanding one another. 2. Immediately forgiving all the trespasses committed against you and doing this with a humble heart. 3. Serving your neighbor with the love of Jesus. When I refer to neighbor, I am not only referring to your family and friends. That would be very easy. We need the love of Christ. Who is your neighbor? Read Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. Who spoke these words? Jesus Christ your Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.